You're about to listen to Senior Spotlight. We interviewed members of the class of 2020 about their high school experience, their plans following graduation, and what type of person they want to be, along with advice to underclassmen. So listen up to what the class of 2020 has to say.
This is Lori Prox with Owen Chadwick, our next senior into the spotlight. Owen, how are you feeling about graduation?
It's kind of a bittersweet feeling. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't looking forward to saying goodbye to all my friends. This might make it a little bit easier, you know?
The absence of being in person, right?
Yeah.
Well, Owen Chadwick, you are going to graduate, and where are you going to go? What are your plans?
I got a full tuition scholarship to Southern Utah University.
All right. Is that based on grades, athletics?
Yeah, that's just grades.
Awesome. Well, congratulations for that. And do you know what you want to study?
Economics and accounting, maybe.
Any idea on a long-term career?
Not really. I just want to move back up to Alaska. You know, I love it here, and that's where my parents are, so.
All right. What kind of person do you want to be, you know, 5-10 years down the road?
Just really happy and generous. I think I'm pretty blessed. You know, I live in a wonderful town. My parents still have jobs, and it's just, I really want to help other people. We've been volunteering at the food bank, and that just brings a lot of joy to me. So I guess just a selfless, generous person, I guess.
All right. And you participated in a lot of activities throughout your high school career, quite an athlete. But last year you had a setback with injury. But instead of not coming to the games, you came, and I hope I don't offend anyone, but the best student section ever, led by you and Mr. Basic. Am I correct?
Yeah, that was a good time.
Obviously, a lot of kids would be upset that they're not able to be in the action, but you took a basketball game to a whole nother level for the fans. So explain for folks who might have missed it what you guys did. I know we did some interviews on Newsflash, but you guys really made it fun and celebrated the athletes, the musicians there, the whole crowd.
Yeah, so we brought props and we planned out a bunch of cheers to do while our teams were playing. I could cheer them on. And also, we had some songs that we would sing, some chants that we would do to try to mess up the other team when they were shooting free throws. We just tried to get as many students as we could involved, just in cheering on the teams and having a good time, you know, making it seem more like we're connected with our team. You know, I mean, if the other team would miss a free throw and we were cheering, we felt like we were part of the game, you know, part of the Valdez team. And I think that was just a lot of fun.
All in good fun. So what did you learn from having an injury and having to deal with that?
Just treat every day as a blessing, you know. Last year, I had some difficulty because I could have won the 100 meters. I should have won it for track. But just to be grateful for what you have, you know, I still won 2 state championships. I was able to win with the relay team. And so just to appreciate every day that you have and to appreciate the journey, you know, enjoy practice and give each one everything you have. And to realize that there's more to life than just, you know, how fast you can run and how impressive people think you are, you know. Impress people with who you are, not what you can do.
All right, Owen Chadwick, you are a member of the 2020 graduating class of Valdez High School. And amid coronavirus, it's a little bit different graduation than usual. So a lot of kids are kind of mourning the loss of the fact that they're having a physical graduation. But there are some plans underway, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard much. Our student presidency or whatever is planning on doing like some type of parade in the cars where we decorate our cars and something like that.
So tell us about some of the things you have been doing that you maybe wouldn't have done if the virus wasn't here and keeping folks at home.
My family has been going and volunteering at the food bank because there's a lot of, especially rural towns, that need our help right now. And there's a lot of families that are getting, you know, people laid off. And so we've been going Sundays to go and help package up meals for families and give them to them. We're helping kids get to the middle school because they're giving out food there. And some kids kind of have a hard time getting there. So me and Tate have gone and helped some of our friends go and get the food that they need.
What have you learned from this experience? What are you going to take away?
Maybe just the joy of helping other people. We're truly blessed to live here in such a great place, but we all have to realize that some people aren't as blessed as we are. And, you know, we're all in this together. And helping other people can be one of the greatest joys of your life.
It can be good for you as well as those being helped.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Haltness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.